Hello.
Hi.
So, I have information on something called the Jinn. So, Jinn.
Okay.
So, I've brought this up to you, and I would like to go a little bit more in depth, but this will just kind of fall into our potpourri category for Halloween. So, just a little taste of what's to come, I guess, for future episodes, because this has always been a little fascinating to me. So just kind of like a little, if you've never heard of it before, and this comes from Wikipedia, so I'm not trying to be insensitive or misunderstanding or misrepresenting anything. But a djinn, also Romanized as jinn or angelicized as genies, with the more broad meaning of spirits or demons, depending on the source, are supernatural creatures in early pre-Islamic Arabian and later Islamic mythology and theology. So, like humans, they are created with fitra, born as believers. Their surroundings then change them. Since jinn are neither innately evil nor innately good, Islam acknowledged spirits from other religions, and was able to adapt spirits from other religions during its expansion. Jinn are not a strictly Islamic concept. They may represent several pagan beliefs integrated into Islam. In an Islamic context, the term jinn is used for both a collective designation for any supernatural creature and also to refer to a specific type of supernatural creature. Therefore, jinn are often mentioned together with devils or demons. Both devils and jinn feature in folklore and are held responsible for misfortune, possession, and diseases. However, the jinn are sometimes supportive and benevolent. They are mentioned frequently in magical works throughout the Islamic world to be summoned and bound to a sorcerer, but also in zoological treaties as animals with a subtle body. So, in pre-Islamic Arabia, the exact origins of belief in jinn are not entirely clear. Some scholars of the Middle East hold that they originated as malevolent spirits residing in deserts and unclean places who often took the form of animals. Others hold that they were originally pagan, nature deities who gradually became marginalized as other deities took greater importance. Still, jinn had been worshipped by many Arabs during the pre-Islamic period, but unlike gods, jinn were not regarded as immortal. But although their mortality ranks them lower than gods, it seems veneration of jinn had played more importance in the everyday life of pre-Islamic Arabs than the gods themselves. According to common Arabian belief, soothsayers, pre-Islamic philosophers, and poets were inspired by the jinn. Their culture and society were not analogous to that pre-Islamic Arabian culture, with tribal leaders protected their allies and avenged murder for any member of the tribe or allies. Although the power of jinn exceed those of humans, it is conceivable a man could kill a jinni in single combat. Jinn were thought to shift into different shapes, but were feared, especially in their invisible form, since when they could attack without being seen. Jinn were also feared because they had been thought to be responsible for various diseases and mental illnesses. Julius Wellhausen observed that such spirits were thought to inhabit desolate, dingy, and dark places that they were feared. One had to protect oneself from them, but they were not the objects of true cult. Some scholars argue that angels and demons were introduced by Muhammad to Arabia and did not exist among the jinn. On the other hand, Amira al-Zin argues that angels were known to the pagan Arabs, but the term jinn was used for all kinds of supernatural entities among various religions and cults. Thus, Zoroastrian, Christian, and Jewish angels and demons were conflated with jinn. Al-Jahiz credits The pre-Islamic Arabs, with believing that society of jinn constitutes several tribes and groups, and some natural events were attributed to them, such as storms. They also thought jinn could protect, marry, kidnap, possess, and kill people. So the reason that I wanted to kind of like bring that up and provide history. So the reason that I kind of was like, oh, I never heard of this before. Like, is this? Is that I watched a few of those shows. I think it was, I can't even remember the show, but like those shows, like where people shared their personal ghost story. It's probably called My Ghost Story, but a lot of people from the military that had like gone over to like Iraq or Afghanistan would come back and talk about like how they had like this jinn spirit like had come over and was giving them issues or whatever. So the medical part of me is thinking like anxiety, PTSD and all of that, but then there's also this like kind of cultural component of like, you know, the spiritual aspect and like the cultural component also of like, this is there like the spirit or this evil spirit. And so I don't know, I just always kind of has been fascinating to me, like when you look at other people's cultures and other people's beliefs and you know, there's trauma that has happened, and it, so it's just, it's kind of interesting how different people, like when you look at science, when you look at culture, and like how people can look at different things, how people can look at things differently, right? So it's just always been kind of an interesting thing to look at. So I did look up some stories involving jinn or the jinn. These aren't necessarily military related or war related, but I thought I'd just read a few to you. So these come from BuzzFeed. So at my boarding school, we had a few cases of bullying. In one instance, a bully broke a chain on a student's neck. As soon as that happened, the girl started to speak in a male voice while her body contorted in strange positions. It said it was a jinn and had traveled from a faraway place. Meanwhile, the bully's tongue swelled and almost prevented her from breathing. Long story short, teachers were called into the room. Apparently, her parents knew and had gotten the chain for their daughter from a shaman to hold the jinn in. So that's just one story. Another. This happened when my grandfather was Egypt's ambassador to Spain and was living in Spain. I was 2 years old at the time. My mother said she would see me standing by the staircase, constantly talking to someone. And when she would put me to bed, I would stare out the door and say, "Tec tac, tec tac." Later on, my grandmother mentioned to my mom that she thinks I might be seeing spirits in the house. And when QW were talking about it, so probably when we were talking about it, my grandfather said that the TV in his room turned on and off sporadically, and sometimes could see shadows running across the balcony through the slits of the blinds. My grandmother said that it's known little children and animals can see spirits, so when they saw me talking to something, they assumed that there were spirits in the house and I was the only one that could communicate with them.
Interesting.
Another story is that this is a Persian story. So one day, a lady goes to the public bathhouse. She says the attendant, so she pays the attendant and then goes inside. Once inside, she notices someone in the room with her. She looks down at their feet, but instead of feet, the person has hooves. The lady freaks out and runs outside as fast as she can. She rushes to the attendant and tells her that she saw someone with hooves instead of feet. The attendant looks at her, lifts up her skirt, and asks, "Like these?"
Ooh.
Guilty. Another story. A few years ago, when I was on my third trimester of pregnancy, I would only be able to fall asleep when dawn came. Just as I was about to fall asleep one night, I felt pressure on the end of the bed near my feet, as if someone very heavy sat on the bed, which was weird because I didn't even hear anyone come into the room. No creaking door, no footsteps. Just then, an eerie voice spoke straight into my mind. The language was unintelligible and distorted. I knew it wasn't human, but to my surprise, I understood what it was trying to say. My brain processed it easily, as if I had learned the language somewhere in the past. It asked me to pray my morning prayer.
Oh.
I was too sleepy and too scared to actually open my eyes. What if its face was suddenly right in front of my nose? So I responded in my head, communicating without actually opening my mouth to say a word. Later, please. I'm so tired. I don't get to sleep. After I said so, the weight on the bed of my at the end of my bed lifted. The air, which was previously heavy with presence, became light and clear. I opened my eyes a little and saw the earliest morning light gleam through my window. My door stood still. No one came in or out, and I fell back to sleep.
Oh.
So apparently in Saudi, my aunt lived in a house that was always being visited by a particular jinn who used to annoy her family. Once she was laying in bed at night with her husband, she felt that something was off, and when she left the room, she found her husband watching TV on the couch. When they went back to the bedroom to confront the jinn, it just laughed and went away.
Okay.
And then I'll do just one more. My mother was visiting her parents while she was praying in her room. She heard her mom laughing in her doorway. After she finished praying, she went to her mom's room and asked, "Why were you laughing at me earlier?" My grandmother replied, "I've been in bed for a few hours now. I wasn't laughing at you." My mom concluded it was a jinn trying to distract her from her prayers. In the same house, you could hear footsteps walking throughout the house and might feel someone sitting on the bed while you're sleeping. I also used to have one in my bedroom. Every night around 3 a.m., I'd hear this old lady crying. We lived in the corner apartment on the top floor, and I couldn't find out from where it was coming from. I thought it was coming from under my bed. It got so bad I had to stop sleeping in there. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I hope you enjoyed this little trick or treat.
Yas.
What did you think? Had you heard of all of that before? Have you heard of that?
Yes. I actually have, and I can't remember exactly where. I want to say Tim and I watched a movie that had to do with that. I don't know. Uh-huh. Legend or whatnot. So, but I can't remember exactly what the movie was. But I've definitely heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
Well, that was very informational. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I just think it's really interesting, like, finding out about other, like, cultures and other stories from places around the world, you know, stories that are scary to them and things that are scary and creepy, and that there are still these components that are very similar to, you know, what makes us nervous and scared too. So I just think that it's interesting to look around us.
I agree.
And find out, because there are other stories and things out there to learn about. So I think it's really interesting.
For All sure.
right. Yeah. Well, on that, we look forward to talking at you next time. So take care. Bye.